From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Intel Corporation, committed to inspiring ingenuity and educational excellence in the next generation of innovators.
The American bald eagle's loopy courtship displays of aerial cartwheels and high-speed dives enliven our skies from Alaska to Florida. There are 10,000 pairs breeding in the U.S. today, a pretty healthy population. But it almost wasn't so. 34 years ago, when the Endangered Species Act came to their rescue, the eagle was in a free fall toward oblivion. Same with the California condor and the whooping crane. The Endangered Species Act, signed into law by Richard Nixon in 1973, protects plant and animal species that government scientists deem likely to disappear without our help. It was a big moment in American history, in human history, even in natural history. The law marks a shift in our relationship to the rest of the living world by recognizing the intrinsic value of other life forms. Each one is the product of millions of years of evolution, a unique way of being in the world. Annihilating whole species for a strip mall here, a housing development there, would be an immense failure of judgment. Now, the integrity of the Endangered Species Act itself is threatened. Under Interior Secretary Dirk Kempthorne's direction, the Fish and Wildlife Service has classified 279 species as worthy of listing. But Kempthorne has ignored his own scientists' advice and refused to add a single one of those plants or animals to the list. Not a single one in his more than 14 months in office. That exceeds the previous record for inactivity set by Ronald Reagan's notorious Interior Secretary James Watt, prompting the Arizona-based Center for Biological Diversity to award Kempthorne its first annual Rubber Dodo Award, named for the flightless and hapless meter-tall bird hunted to extinction in the 17th century. Dodo or no, Kempthorne's approach to species protection is definitely maladaptive and should lead to his own political extinction. Let's just hope he doesn't drag too many innocent species down with him. With a Perspective, I'm Gordy Slack.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.